exotic.
That's pretty exotic. You'll see. Thursday night, we're finishing up. The crowd is standing on its feet, cheering. What?
Where do all those new people come from?
Which new people? We're finishing up Shara Bechina. We're finishing Shara Bechina. He gave the most wonderful mashal last night. If you heard it, you heard it. If you didn't hear it, you didn't hear it. The next time you're going for a walk, instead of turning on the MP3 to listen to music, you should think about the story he said about the guy that was born in the jail and how he developed an appreciation for the melech that was providing him with all his needs, but then it dawned on him that what the melech is way beyond his hasagas. We're on Daf Pei, the very last page of Shara Bechina. Ba'at Ochi, Kayotze Bekach, this is already the Nimshal. Biyachas Legalgal Hamakif Es Oretz, Ki Einonu Maskilim Mashiyesh Bechelka Ketana Sheba Oretz. All of the dynamics, all of the physics, all of the everything. You ever go to the Museum of Natural History? They used to take us there when we were kids, before dinosaurs became treif. So, and you weren't allowed to walk in. So they used to show you like what the first 3 inches of earth in the forest, what's going on there. But all of the, so much stuff going on. In the first, like they showed you, like you could look inside the earth and see the first 3 inches of, and this worms, and the worms are nourishing the earth, and the earth is nourishing the worms, and the leaves that fell are giving off things, and there's like a little teeny piece of the earth, Koshke Mashi Bakul, and the whole world. And now, if you ever look up in a microscope or a telescope, I mean, the astronauts will tell you that our world is mamish like nothing. It's like, and there's all sorts of galgalim and all sorts of things. Koshkein mashachori galgal, and there's galaxies and then the world. It's truly, truly mind-boggling. And then if you know, he doesn't even talk about that. Then you think about that. The existence and the running and the hashpa of all of these worlds, like a little nefesh achayim shara bechina, that the hashpa on all of these worlds and all of these malachim and all of these forces in the universe that Hashem was borei, and then we're learning in Tanya today about the olam ha'atz. Like, this is all gashmius. This is all in the olam ha'asiya. This is like the guy that woke up in the cell. And the guy tries to explain to him what's out there in the king's malchus, you know, and he knows about this 6x8 cell, and he's in the spoil because the king's giving him all of his needs, but you know he already reached that madrega. But and here, like, you think about one part of the earth, and then the whole earth, and then the whole universe, and then how whatever all these universes and black holes and all these, well, everything that's out there. And that's all the Olam HaAsiya. Then you start with the Olam HaBriya, and the Olam HaYetzira, and the Olam HaAtzilus, where you have like thousands or millions, I don't know what word to use, of Malachim and Srafim, and the Rambam counts out 10 levels of Malachim. So he says it's, your head will explode if you ever would think about it. L'chein havi na'achi moshal zeh, so you should Chazarova, this marshal, you should understand it, of a chambo, and use it to develop your Shara Bechina, this wonderful story we learned yesterday. V'hovein b'inyan abori yisrom and v'yisader behesem l'kach, compare what Hashem is, like use the story as a springboard. Kidei sheyigda b'machshavto ma'shechonan ma'shechonan chetzareis b'myana. Can you pass me, please? Yeah. Thank you. Kedei sheyigdal b'machshavtcha ma'shechoncha mitovos v'chasodov v'hashgichu alechem kol bruvav. He wants the main, there's a lot of toelios in Shara Bechina, but as he slides into Shara Avodas Elokim, he wants the main toelios to be to feel that sense of Hakaras HaTov, all of the good that Hashem bestows upon you, starting from that you exist, but not just that, and everything else that works out. Vayim b'sifro, and you should learn Torah, because that's his wisdom, and that's what he wants, the way he wants the world to be. U'mitzvoso v'azaroso mitokro m'muso, halal daitcha, think about otzim ha'arachoscho machshavtecho, l'chol mashem megiacho mituv mishu l'malam imcho m'bnei odom. You have to measure, you have to be ma'arich what Hashem, who's above everything that you can conceive of, he takes an interest in you and he gives you things. Ki l'fi erich ru ma'alosu mima'aloscho, these are kikuso loch, but he, like, why should he bother? Like, nothing. Tia erich hashivas tovot b'limcha, you'll develop, you'll be beside yourself with Hakaras HaTov. You're like, you'll go out of your mind with ha'aracha of what Hashem does for you. And like, why should he? And like, what am I? And his godless. And you'll be petrified to violate his will. It won't make sense to you. You won't be petrified in the sense of onesh. You'll be petrified in the sense of how dare I? And according to how you marich his tovos to you, you wouldn't dare violate. A guy takes you into his house and he gives you everything, and this, you don't pay him back by violating his will and not, you know, trampling his tomatoes that are growing in his front lawn. And then the irony of it is that he doesn't need anything what you're going to do. So everything you do, after all of this talk and Musar and Marshall, is all comes bouncing back to you. But Hashem doesn't need it for his sake. It's all, as the Ramban says, L'tov loch. It's all for your sake. So he doesn't need any of this. For Havim V'Haskel, he doesn't even say that here. You talk about Nava Sharabot as Elokim. For Havim V'Haskel, Tatzliach Mirtz Hashem. Yisimeinu Hashem V'Yischa, Minamuvogim B'Mishmato. Because that's the, yep, V'Makir Mesugei Tovoso. That's what you do when you learn Shara Bechina. You makir the various levels and the different forms of how he bestows Tova on Bnei Adam. Rachma v'chasadov yisaleh. Okay. Mazel tov. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Very nice. Two Shara Yichud and Shara Bechina. That's no small thing. When did we start? I don't even remember. Started right after the Elul. We played around with Cheshbon HaNefesh Sefer. Then we stopped. So I mean, right after Sukkot we started. Yeah. We started Shari Yichud right after Sukkot. Okay? Quite a... Okay? You think?